But it repeats how eager they are for the summit, that they are under a lot of pressure from other communist parties to cancel it. Now the closer to your arrival in Moscow you do the 2-day strike, the tougher it is for them. But you see, the thing that worries me so much about the visit is for you to give them credits while they have trucks and guns. But if you don't give them credits, they're going to do very cool.
And also, let's face it, even signing the SALT agreement is a goddamn tough agreement in the light of this. You know, any agreement with them, I can understand. I am the one that said very doubts about the summit as long
and
as
to the sign these people. Common principles. Tremendous breakthrough all along the front. We've worked 3 years to get it. And next to you, I'm the one most reluctant to give it up. And it gives us a month of relative peace and quiet.
The summer. We have to balance it, though. We have to listen to the, we have to consider what we're doing. But I think also essential, and balance it up, and you see, I say it pretty coldly. I think if there are a way we could do it both, we should, but if there isn't, they hold it.
The best situation would be the summit and the victory in South Vietnam.
Well, that is why the bombing in the north may be a risk worth taking. Yeah, I set that in motion with the leader today. I said in response.
days can be Tuesday. I think if we're going to cancel it, we'd better do it early rather than late. And we won't know a hell of a lot.
Well, maybe that's the answer. We won't know a hell of a lot.
We know we'll lose Khantoum. See, supposing it gets all unstuck, I don't see how you can go to Russia then, in my view. But
I couldn't agree more.
But, you know, the other argument is you could use it to divert attention from the disease.
What
you said at the end, it's about the president.
That's right. The real See what his situation is. Maybe he isn't here. He isn't here today.
He's not here on Wednesday, sir. I statement on the air. I thought it was very eloquent and beautiful. This was right after you gave it to Moni. And of course she knew it, you know, very well. She felt very deeply. She said that one time he told her about it. She thinks she knows what he said to her about you, but the fact was that he came back from Florida with you for some dinner that she thought it was you and Kennedy had to go to. He came down to Florida and come back with you for dinner. Well, she didn't know the year, but at any rate, what he said to her after this, it sounded like it might have been that he had to go to the Gridiron Dinner. You didn't go to the Gridiron Dinner, Laura, after Kennedy was president, did you? But it was something
yeah.
you and Kennedy had to appear at. And he said to her, I never had any children. I've got it down a second. Because I didn't feel I could make them hostages to my job. But if I could have had, or if I had had a son, I wish it could have been Dick Nixon. And she was so,
yeah.
you know, she thought that was really great.
Nice thing to put down.
I've got it all. I typed it out. Then there's a letter out there that they wrote to Mrs. Summerfield. Do you want to send a typed letter to her at all? We sent flowers, you know, on the set stand. I could bring it in if it's all right. You could put it on our
own. I don't really think it's necessary.
I'll look at it.
Oh, it should be a fine letter.
Might as well be.
I know her.
I know you did before you died.
And so I said, dear Marianne, it's a good letter.
Well, I'll take it. Okay. The other thing is there's a letter, it's a little old now, but one to Ribbentrop for his wife's death. You said, we sent flowers, but you didn't know her by her first name, did you?
I
didn't call her by her first name, and I just didn't.
I just don't think she didn't need a letter.
Yeah.